the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is July 30th, 2015. Since the world is in turmoil, most still just don't realize it, but we are in the time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to that one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Hear the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice tonight. If you need help after this program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request, and or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682. 620-878-4682. In an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Now, before I give you where you can get updates, remember this. We are now, I'm entered into another thing. By the way, start looking at our website. A while back I had a blog called The Pastor. I'm fixing to put that back up on. And in it, you know, there will be a link to email me, which you can find a link to email me anyway at ourprophecyhour.com. But if you email that prayer request to me, then I'll print it out, I'll take it to our Friday night service, we'll anoint it with oil, and we'll pray over it. And if you include your address, and that means that you want it back, I will put it in an envelope, on the following Monday, I'll put it in an envelope, and I'll mail it back to you after it's been anointed with oil and prayed over. And no cost to you, no ask for a donation for it, nothing. We do that freely for you. What's the price of a stamp? And so we're here for you. That's just another way. Or you can mail us a letter, and I'll pray over the letter that you mail us in the U.S. Postal Service. So you can find all of those information that you need at prophecyhour.com, and that's at prophecyhour.com. You can also find our radio program archives over there. There's a link on the right. It says End Time Radio Archives. Click on that. It'll take you to branch.podomatic.com. Over there, they have a couple of apps that you can download to your smartphone. As I hear, you know, about 50% of the people listen to radio on their smartphones nowadays. In fact, they'll be listening to it, and they'll get in the car, and the car will pick up the smartphone, and they'll hear it over their car radio. So that's an easy way to do it. Now, you do not have to download anything to hear these programs unless you want. If they both have a streaming option that you just, you know, click on it and it streams to you. So you don't even have to download the programs if you don't want to. I will challenge you, though, to share these radio programs with two or three other people. That's the way we get out there and get heard. Anyway, we'll say a prayer and we'll have on tonight's guest. And it'll be a fun time and an informative time, as it always is, with our guest tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I pray that radio goes tonight according to your will and not my will. Father, we don't know how to do radio. We don't know how to do anything completely correctly, and it takes you to lead us and you to do things. So, Father, we ask that the leading comes tonight from the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, please bless this program tonight in your Son's mighty name, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Well, tonight's guest has been on with us before. He's a minister and co-founder of a Church of God Ministries International. He's been an ordained minister for 20 years. He also serves as a director of operation. He writes a monthly newsletter for the mailing list and produces a quarterly magazine for the church. He also produces sermons and Bible studies. The Church of God International has ministries and small congregations scattered throughout around the U.S., Canada, Trinidad, and Kenya. If you folks out there are not familiar with them, they are Sabbath keepers, you know, Friday dark, Saturday dark, and biblical day holy keepers. So they even have, you know, like Feast of Tabernacle things around the country. You can usually Google it and find them, but we'll give you their website after a while. Tonight, he's going to talk about us about a TV special he's working on, and that will be for, on the three Lycia networks. We'll ask him about that in September, that it will align with the Blood Moons, the Shemitahs, and the Pope's visit, which is all happening in September. We hear through a lot of sources that the economy is going to crash in September. We're hearing a lot of things about September. Anyway, on the program, he will discuss the man of sin, the beast power, the recent nuclear deal with Iran, the Supreme Court's ruling on gay marriage. These are all major events, and it is the catalyst of God removing America's power and influence. Well, let's get Tom Carey on tonight and see what he wants to talk about with what time that we're allotted. Welcome, Tom. Are you there with me?
Hey, Pastor Dan. Yes, I'm here. I'm glad to be back.
Well, it's glad to have you back. We always have a good time and an informative time when you're on. And so, amen. So it looks like you've been busy. First off, what channel is that this program's going to be on in September?
The Lycia Broadcast Networks, they're on numerous channels. The best way for people to find it is simply they need to go to their local TV listing or look it up on the internet, because they're on DirecTV. They have a lot of the cable networks. They also own TV channels in different cities, like here in New Orleans. They mm-hmm. actually own a local TV station. So the best way to do it is to look that up. The TV special, what we're working on right now is to try to have it ready to air, and the timing is absolutely incredible, because it's gonna air the three weekends between September 12th, 13th, all the way through to the weekend with right before the Feast of Tabernacles. And so I just felt like God really reserved that time for us, because it's on Saturday and Sunday nights. And listening to the timing, Pastor Dan, this is absolutely incredible. Of course, everybody knows September 11th. Well, I remember even traveling one time on September 11th. I was flying back from a meeting with some congregations over in Florida. And when I went in the airport, I thought it was closed. I mean, I couldn't have seen five people. And it was at Jacksonville. It was an international airport. And there was like five people. And there were only two or three of us on this massive airliner. But so people know September 11th. And so we're going to come on September 12th and September 13th. And if people have been following Jonathan Kahn and Mark Biltz, who, by the way, we actually have them in the TV special again this September, from the interviews we did last time. Yeah, we have both of them in the program. Is that September 13th is actually a little 29 on God's calendar, and the last two events in 2008 and 2001 were absolutely disastrous for our nation. Right. And so it's also the time that we'll usher in is the Eve of Trumpets, right, on Sunday night. So the timing of it, what we asked for, the Lycia Network worked it out to actually give us the time we needed. And then it'll carry the next two weekends. And we will finish on the 27th and the 28th, I believe it is. And that's also the night of the last Blood Moon Tetrad and the beginning of God's Feast of Tabernacles. So the timing of it is absolutely phenomenal. We don't know that anything is actually going to happen. But what we've done is we're trying to cover a lot of the events that are lining up to this.
Right.
So that's what we're working off of this special coming in. And we're tying it in with the Pope's visit.
Right.
And I think that would probably be the best way to start the program tonight, to talk about the Pope's visit and how it all ties in with these events going on.
Well, absolutely. That's what I was going to ask you about, the Pope's visit. I had Stan Johnson at a proxy club today. I tape two programs with him a week. I bring on the news, and then we talk about it. And he was pointing at the Pope's visit. He thinks the Pope's going to announce something really big. What do you think? And what is that date the Pope's on, anyway?
I'm sorry, say that again, Pastor Ben, you broke up.
The Pope, what day is the Pope going to be in front of the UN?
At the UN, before he gets to the UN, he meets with the president. I think he's at the UN on the 25th, September 25th.
Okay.
But here's the important factor before he gets there. Here you have a religious leader, all right? So if we understand the beast power, the way the Bible describes it, is the woman who rides the beast, you have a civil authority, but you have a religious man controlling the civil authority or the civil government, which is like an end-time Babylon, which is actually the beast power at the end. So here we have now, for the first time, is that world governments are asking the religious man to come in and to kick off. And what they're going to kick off, they've already leaked a lot of the information, is they're going to begin kicking off this new world, like a monetary governing an agreement where people will come together because of the so-called global warming to be able to raise money, taxes, and fines, which is actually going to be the money, the feast, the beast, to fund the beast power. So we think we're seeing the beginning of that now, beginning to come in, because why would you need a religious man to come organize a civil governmental system? But anyway, yeah. That's what's coming, and that's coming on the 25th. But listen, more importantly than that, and a lot of people, they're not picking up on this. He arrives in America on the night of the Atonement.
Really?
All right, so this is incredible. And this could be a Jubilee year. So here's the point where we went. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. Go ahead. I want to hear what you got to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get kind of wound up. So if I go too fast, I try to slow myself down because, I mean, when you start thinking about it, it boils your blood inside to know what's going on. And the American people are pushing it, and they're agreeing to it. You got Boehner bringing this man over here. So let's put this in perspective. As close as we can determine, this may be a Jubilee year coming in at the end of the Elul 29, ushering in of a Jubilee year. Nobody really knows when the Jubilee year is. But if we look back in 1917, of course, you see the beginning of Israel moving back to their nation under the Balfour Agreement at the end of World War One. Then you see 1967, the taking back of Jerusalem and controlling that. And according to God's law, on Jubilee years, it's a reset. Everything goes back to the original owner. And so what we're looking at now, in theory, because we don't really know that it is a Jubilee year, and it may be off a year or two. But here's the point, is that the Jubilee year is ushered in on the Day of Atonement. That's when it begins. So now here we come to a Protestant nation, a nation who broke away from the Pope, who broke away from England, the Anglican Church, came to America to get away from our for religious freedom. So here we now have the Pope coming in on the very day, right, on the very day when everything's supposed to go back to the rightful owner. So what are we looking at? We're looking at the man of sin who's going to ride the beast coming back to America to claim what's rightfully his as he believes it. And so I think what God's given us, Pastor Dan, is a spiritual window to see the insight of a spiritual war lining up at the end time that's going to happen in the next few years. Now, that's more incredible than the information of going to the UN.
Yeah, amen. That is incredible. The reason that the UN timing was pointed out is because he said, Stan said today that that was when he was going to announce it to the nations and ask the Catholics, fellow Catholics, to follow it, which You know, all of this, that's is pretty incredible, right?
And I wouldn't be surprised if he also asked all the Protestants to come home to the Mother Church, because he's been laying that groundwork now for the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. This Pope, you know, this Pope is so different than any other Pope, you know, the way that he's trying to reach the poor. And he's embracing, we can talk about that too, he seems to be embracing gay marriage also. I mean, you know, he seems to be embracing those people, don't you think?
Yeah, he is. He's tuned his words not to basically offend everybody, but to modify the law. And he is doing things differently because he is different. He is the first Jesuit pope that the Catholic Church has ever had. There's never been a Jesuit pope. And they're rulers. They're ruthless. They're controlling. They're denial. And they also run things behind the scenes, controlling businesses, governments, and the world religion. And so that's what you got, who's in office right now. Coming across as this very humble servant who wants to just serve the poor.
Yeah, absolutely. So to be clear...
Yeah, he's following all the same patterns.
Okay, so let's be clear about something. Are you calling this man the Antichrist? Are you calling him the false prophet? Or what are you saying he is? Or anything?
Well, devil, an antichrist, I mean, all of them can be an antichrist, they can be a de-antichrist, but basically, they even had the spirit of the antichrist even in Paul's day. I'm saying that I believe he is the man of sin.
Really?
All right, so now, I really do. I believe the man of sin. In fact, when we do this special, we're offering a three one-hour lecture series, and I go really in-depth explaining the difference between the man of sin and the false prophet. Now, there's a big difference here. The man of sin, it has the qualifications as laid out in Scripture of what he is. You know, he's a man who sits in the sea, claiming to be God, higher than God, changes the laws of God. The false prophet, if you look at Revelation, 13, there's actually a second beast that rises. At the same time as the first beast. Most people don't even know there's a second beast that exists.
Nice.
But if you go to that same chapter and you look at it, the second beast rises up, has a man and a king who's ruling it also. And from what I can understand, and people may want to disagree, and that's okay, I don't really have a problem with that. It'll show up later. The man of sin is aligned with the false prophet who builds this beast power in the 666 we can't buy or sell. These two beasts ride side by side. One will run the civil system, one will be subservient to the religious system, just like it was back in earlier years with this Holy Roman Revival. And so I think the Pope, I don't see any other person, I don't see any other religion or any other church that fits the qualifications that the Bible requires, and it has to fit every one of them. There's no other man or beast or church or government on this earth that fits all the requirements that's laid out in the Bible. And I list about 15 of them in that Bible study series. And so that's why I say I really believe it is. Now I don't know who the false prophet will be. But I do believe it will be a German. I believe it will be someone of the modern day Assyrians who will come up. And I put it in the Bible study of the man who fits the qualification, but who he's going to actually be yet, I don't really know. I don't know if anybody really knows.
Right.
But he's going to have the same power as the man of sin.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so what we're looking at is he's going to actually carry out the ruling authority of the woman who's riding the beast.
Wow. Let's go with this. So you must be really convinced to say this openly. You know, a lot of people I've heard them over the years say, well, he will come from the Catholic Church. He will, you know, and I believe they will say, well, I believe it's the office of the Pope, but you're actually pinning it on a Pope. So you must be pretty convinced to put yourself on the line like that.
I am convinced. Now, I don't know if it'll be this Pope. I think it could be. I really do think it could be. He's got good health. He's got a lot of years behind him. And he fits all the qualifications of what you would see a man would in that position, what you're looking at the Revelation. But there's only one authority in the Catholic Church, and it comes from the Pope. Now, the popes in the past took their lead from the Jesuits. Right? So they took their lead from the Jesuits, even though he was the authority. You know, he's the guy. But this time you actually have a Jesuit running it now. So he's actually in total control.
Right.
So, you know, I don't have any with hesitation saying that it'll actually be a pope. And I tell you this because it follows the duality of time. Right, so when you look back at 538 AD, is that when the Roman government came into total control, the pope finally sat on the seat in control, running Rome from 538 AD, even though his I'm talking off the top of my head these dates, so I don't make sure I get them as close as I can. Around 554 is when the final opposition of the government to the Roman Church finally collapsed, that Rome took control, that they ran it for 1260 years.
Right.
So you're looking at that in duality. And who did it all? The Pope. The Pope ran it because he was the ruling authority of the Roman government. He was,
right.
And that's what's going to happen again. And the Bible tells us it will be a revived beast. They thought he was dead and comes back to life. So that's why I don't hesitate because I can look at the past, follow what the Bible says, see the duality, and the prophecy in Revelation 13 says that the beast that appeared to be dead, who came back to life, it was revived. And there's only one. And if it's going to follow what the Bible says, it has to be.
Well, I will say this. The timing for it, with everything that's going on with Israel, with everything, you know, the timing for it looks like it could be because, you know, if it indeed is the Pope, how long is this guy going to live? How long could, I think that if it's the Pope or the opposite of the Pope, whatever, to wait for it to be a different pope, I think that the timing would be off. You understand what I'm saying? There's so much going on that points to something happening now or soon. You know what I mean? And so, but you know, of course, I don't know. I'm not God the Father, and I don't know. And I haven't had a thus saith the Lord experience yet. Anyway, tell them where they can find you and where they can get all the information. We got about a minute before break.
Oh, sure. If they will go to our website, it's GUCW.org. That's what stands for God's Unchanging Word.org. www.GUCW.org. That's the outreach for it's called God's Unchanging Word, which is an outreach program for our church. And from that website, they can go to the church and they'll find hundreds, literally hundreds of sermons from dozens and dozens of ministers around the country, and everything on our website is absolutely free. They can download anything that's there, or we encourage everyone to go there and sign up for the email alerts. And again, everything's free. When they sign up for the email alerts, as we put out new information, new studies, and new releases, then they'll get an email and let them know that these things are available that they can write for or download.
Okay, we're going to be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Country countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people, your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
We are back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, please remember to pray tonight about a donation for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. So why do so many people come to us for help? Well, love is the first answer. Treated as family is second, and beyond that, We have no set guidelines like programs. People just walk in the door and ask. That's the rule. If we have the way to fill the need, we fill it. If we don't, we pray it in. This is why the agencies tell their employees about the Father's Little Mission Church. You see, when guidelines stop them from helping, they send people to us. People who have millions of dollars in their budget send people to a place that really has no budgets. We are, folks, responsible one for another, to care one for another. And we are the last hope for so many, and we do that because we are brothers' keepers. All donations, no matter what size, helps, and the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. You can donate online or by mailing a check or money order, and you can find all this information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. Or call me at 620-878-4682 if you need to. And now we're back with Tom Carey. Are you there with me, Tom?
Hey, Pastor Dan. Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, that's good news, you know. Amen. We're all still here, and I think we're going to be here till the end. You know, I had a fellow that sent me a book, and I was going to interview him on the radio earlier today, and he sent me his book, and this is the second time I've interviewed him. I interviewed him, like, 8 years ago, and he had a really good book called Islam and the End of the World. But this new book, you know, he changed his position, and, you know, that everybody was getting ready to fly out, so to speak. And that really greatly disturbed me, you know, because he started off with such a, you know, great understanding. And now in his years, he's now older, in these years, he's changed his mind that, you know, those guys are just not going to be with us, Tom. So I had to wonder if you were still going to be there. All this talk about the man of sin, maybe you flew out, huh?
No, I'm still here. No, actually, I had a couple people said, just get ready for a lot of hate mail. And so I'll certainly get ready for that. But, you know, we have a responsibility, you do, especially with your radio program. And, you know, I do as a pastor to, you know, when the time comes that, you know, these things begin to happen, if we remain silent, you know, we're going to pay a price for that. So it's time that we speak up, because these events are happening. There's so many happening so fast. It's really hard to keep up with them all.
Yeah. And so, let me ask you about this one. Seen the Pope's position, they recognize the Palestinian state already. In September, I hear that France is going to call for a Palestinian state, and a lot of talk out there that Obama won't oppose the UN recognizing a Palestinian state, and that's also in September. So that's pretty big, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, we need it. It shouldn't be a surprise to us, because prophetically, is that there's a prophecy talks about Ephraim vexing Judah and Judah vexing, we no longer, you know, struggle with the vexation of Ephraim. Is that, you know, I believe that America, and this is a controversy, as I just mentioned this, a lot of people don't believe it, and time will be okay, so, you know, we can work that out with Christ when he returns. But of the lost tribes of Israel, I think America and some of these other countries, if they're not Israel, they have the people of Israel in our nations. So when Christ returns, it says that at that time that Ephraim will no longer vex Judah. And what we're looking at is the escalation of a period of the people of Israel. Let me sort of say that way. The lost tribes and the people who are scattered, they're bringing the vexation upon Judah. And that's where we're beginning to see this escalation. And so at the end time, we're going to see America and Judah at odds with one another. In fact, Judah's are pretty much going to be at odds with everybody on the planet before this is all over with. So it really shouldn't surprise us. What is interesting, the agreement by the Pope, right, that agreement was actually signed, the accord was signed with the Palestinian state. It recognized them on the exact same day as the Supreme Court ruled on gay marriage.
Really?
And I think that's, yeah. Actually, I really think this was, and let me tell you something else here. On that day, June 26th, do you know what day June 26th was on God's calendar?
No.
And this is where what's helped me more than anything in the world in these last couple of years with Mark Bills and Pastor Khan, Rabbi Khan, is that looking at events and timing them to God's calendar and God's history, is that when you look at June 26th on God's calendar, it was the day that's called Tammuz 9. Now, what happened on Tammuz 9? In the Old Testament, Nebuchadnezzar, on Tammuz 9, breached the walls of Jerusalem on Tammuz 9. And four weeks later, on the 9th of Av, Jerusalem fell, and they were taken captive to Babylon. It's the exact same day as June 26th was on this year. So here's what I think's happening, is that I think the physical breach of our walls was 9/11. I think the spiritual breach of our walls now is the June 26th, that I think God's given us the insight to let us know that we have broken the final covenant between man and God, and he's turned us over to ourselves. And what are we looking at? Is the time that America will no longer be there for Israel, because God has taken and broken the pride of our power. And we're seeing the rise of the vexation of the Israelite people with Judah, in which kind of sounds funny, but because Israel is Judah over there too, but if you understand what I'm talking about with the two houses. And so, I mean, these events, they're not coincidental.
That's why I believe that, you know, Obama is a, believe it or not, well, as much as I don't agree with the guy, or you know what I mean, he is a prophetic president, because the way that he is has allowed certain prophetic events to happen, actually a lot of prophetic events. One, the realignment of the Middle East, because, you know, in all actuality, his actions that he took at Benghazi by giving the rebels guns to fight against the king of Syria to take Syria out, those people became ISIS, you know. And, you know, he basically set the Middle East on fire. He's helped turn the nations against Israel. He himself has took America away from a position of supporting of Israel to where, you know, and Israel's going to end up having to call out to the Father instead of call out for America. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right. That was my point. You're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. Yeah, our time to help Israel is over. You know, it's that this government and the anti-Semitism that's even rising now in our own nation, it's not all the way there yet, because if the people had their voice, you'd see they'd stand up for Israel, but they don't have the voice anymore. The government is taking over. But, the only thing that's going to help Israel now is God. It won't be America stepping in to help them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Salas has an issue. Have you interviewed Bill Salas yet?
I've interviewed him several times over the years. I just haven't recently.
He's got a couple books that would be really interesting right about now that you might want to talk to him about. Psalm 83 and I think it's Jeremiah 49. And it talks about some of the prophecies that are going to come to pass that they're lining up right now. And he's right there in the middle of it all. He's got some really very interesting alignments of how these prophecies will come to pass.
Let me say this. For our audience, if you go back about 2 years ago, maybe three, or whenever, when Bill Salas first came out with the book, Psalm 83, and he talks about a Psalm 83 war, we interviewed him, was one of the first to interview him about that book and some of these other things that Tom mentioned. So these are in the radio archives still. So if you go to radio archives and you want to hear what he's talking about, we did interview Bill Salas about that book, so back to you, Tom.
Oh, yeah, tell him, pull up your archives on that, because, I mean, those things are coming to pass now. Now, he believes something might happen this year with Israel, and I think there would be a better chance for things to happen next year for Israel. And I wouldn't be surprised if Israel, out of defiance to Obama, wouldn't strike to defend himself before Obama gets out of office.
Yeah, some people don't think Obama's leaving office. What do you think?
I know. Yeah, I've heard that. I think he will leave office, but I mean, he ain't going to leave much of an office that he's leaving anymore.
I just read something on the other on the news earlier today, and it was a little insert that Obama said when he was in one of those countries, I think actually Kenya, and he was talking about how great a president he was, and that that if they would just if the Constitution would allow him and he would run for president again, that he would be because he's such a good president, everybody would reelect him. And that's what he was saying in Kenya recently, about a week ago, I think.
They did that twice. I don't think America can do that a third time. But it wouldn't surprise me. I tell you, it wouldn't surprise me.
It would not surprise me. Well, they really surprised me they did it the second time. I think he stole that election. But in the same light, too, Diddy, because I do believe that he is the type, maybe if it wouldn't have been Obama, it would have been somebody just like him, to be in the presidency right now. And actually, people don't even realize it. I think he's part of the judgment on this nation. Back to you.
Yeah. There's no way he could have rose to that kind of power. I mean, he came out of nowhere, basically, you know, the first time. And everybody knew what they were getting the second time, but you know, the rise to that office is a relative unknown. You know, never really had any power authority from behind him, and to take over, it's almost like the hands of Satan was there. Is what you're saying, the judgment that God says, okay, you know, this is what this nation's asked for, and it might have been like our last wake up call.
Right.
And I think we talked a couple of years ago when you asked me about. The handwriting on the wall back then, I said, I really thought it was too late for us. Once we elected Obama the second time, I thought it was too late. I don't think there would be any turning back for us.
I think we're getting close to that now. I agree. I'm still agree with you on that. My only thought now is it's too late for the nation, but we should be praying for our own individual families and congregations and like that. Maybe counties or whatever, but as a nation as a whole, there's no way this whole nation is going to turn into the repentance that it would take to save this nation.
No, we're not going to have a memorable moment. We're certainly not going to have that.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, you know, people don't realize. I get so tired of hearing, well, God said that. Well, you know, I know that's what the word says, but amen. You know, but let's look at Nineveh. The whole nation repented. Even the animals fasted, you know, the leader repented, you know what I mean? The whole nation did it, and they turned away, and they got a little more time. But America, you're not going to get all these the left to repent. You're not going to get them to the whole nation to fast. You understand? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you can't. You know, first of all, there was the repentance. You know, you had Jonah going through the city for 3 days, you know, crying out for the nation to repent. And so now somebody goes up there to repent, and the whole world comes down on them and starts mocking them and putting them down and want to kill them. You know,
right.
it's not politically correct, and who do you think you are to judge us to tell us we need to repent?
Right.
You know, my wife was telling me this morning, she read some paper that they were doing an anti-gay rally somewhere in America. I don't even have the information where it was at. And two pastors were brutally beaten here in America at this anti-gay rally.
Right, right. You know,
but the news is talking about it.
There was on Fox News, now, there was a man that came forward, and I noticed he was a younger guy, and I noticed him as a commentator. You know, I never really thought about him being gay or anything, but after the gay marriage thing, you know, I respect him in what he said. I don't respect his lifestyle as being a gay person, but he came out and he said, the reason that I'm coming out because I'm gay and telling everybody is because I disagree with the whole thing right now of them using this. He says, because the gays aren't using it because of their rights. They're using it to persecute the Christians and those who believed our lifestyle isn't right. And so he was standing against, you know, what he saw. And that's what they're doing. They're using it. They're looking for, you know, there's going to be pastors that are going to go to jail over refusing to marry before this is all over with. Do you believe that?
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I agree with what you're saying. That's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. So, So what do you think that put America spiritually by recognizing gay marriage?
In Christ's own words in the New Testament, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And he's not talking about just one marriage. He's talking about the covenant relationship between the man and woman, which was patterned after Christ and his bride. And so that covenant relationship of a man and woman produces life. And so any other way, it produces death. And there's no other way. A man and a man cannot produce life. A woman and a woman cannot produce life. And the covenant relationship has to be between the bride and her husband, or Christ and his bride, to produce fruit and to produce life. And so the breaking of that covenant vow, the first covenant between man and God at that time, has been broken in America. And I believe that was the signing off, the final breach of this nation to God. I really do.
Yeah.
So, and that's why I think it was the date of June 26th was so important. And I bring this out in the TV special. Why not June 27th? Why not the day before when the Supreme Court ruled on what was the other thing? I forgot what they ruled on. It was a pretty important ruling too. But it was the 25th. So, but on the 26th, all right, the 26th was literally the day that the walls were breached for Jerusalem in the Old Testament. And what it did, it let the enemy in the camp. Right, yeah. So that's what's going on now, is that God now has, I believe, I can't prove it, but time will show it, is that on that day, I believe that God turned us over to ourselves. The Pope took his agreement with the Palestinian state, which was going to escalate again against Israel, and God's showing us we're on our own. We have allowed the enemy in the camp. Now, this is where we I'll go back to with the Pope. We've got a couple minutes before we hang up, before we have to close, is that the reason this thing with the Pope is so important on that particular day, in Israel, on the Day of Atonement, they would prepare for days for the Day of Atonement. You know, they would wash their clothes, they'd have everything done, everything would be put away, and they would wait for the Day of Atonement. That's the one day of the year they knew that God would be in the camp. And they would wake up that morning, and they would wait for that cloud, the pillar of the cloud, to come down to the tabernacle in the wilderness. And when that cloud came down, they would see Moses and Aaron go to that tabernacle. And then Moses alone would go into the Holy of Holies, and they would meet with God. Israel knew that they were safe, that everything was well with the camp of Israel, because God was in the camp. This year, the Pope, symbolically, in our Holy of Holies, so to speak, in the civil authority, in the presidential office, is that the Pope will be there on the Day of Atonement meeting with the Pope. So what I'm looking at, symbolically, what God's showing us now, the days of all these events that are falling out, on the day when God should be in America, on the Day of Atonement, the most holy, sacred day of the year, he's not there. Who's there? The Pope.
Right.
I think God has showed us spiritually we have breached the walls, and that he has turned us over to ourselves. Only time will tell, but I think that's what's happened, Pastor Dan.
Well, I agree with you to these things. I didn't know what Tammuz 9 was. I didn't realize that it was June 26 this year. I probably did around June, but you know how that goes. But the point is I am in agreement with you that as far as being turned over ourselves, the ungodly door that was open with that, you know, we're hearing about, you know, now, you know, what do you call it? Polygamous marriages is fixing to happen. But, you know, this opens the door for bestiality and everything. It really does. Because when you tear down the meaning was one man, one woman, and that meaning was there from the Bible. When you take away and say that meaning isn't any good, it opens the door for anything, because then there is no meaning of marriage other than just two things. Two things love each other. And so it tears it down. It opens the door for anything. Sodom and Gomorrah, he said it would be as in the days of Lot, you know. So we've opened the door for that. this Pope, while I'd never have agreed with the Catholic Church, and they were responsible for the legally changing of the Sabbath and so many other things, horrific things, the things, Christmas and all these other things, you know, they're responsible for those things. And for him to be here on the Day of Atonement and to be in the place of authority, no matter whether he's the man of sin or not, that is a big thing. Because this Pope, like I said, has been spewing out so much. You know, this September has almost got my, if I wasn't a believer, let's go with that. If I wasn't so convinced of my faith and such a believer, my hair would be literally standing on end over September. Back to you. Got about 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, two more things about his visit. So not only does he leave there, but the next day he meets with the Joint House Representatives, which is the lawmaking body of the of America. That would be like, in symbolically, but you paralleling the pattern of America after Israel, well, the house would be like the priesthood. So they would make the rules and the laws. Well, he goes there next. Then he goes to the world leaders. And where does he wind up? His last 2 days is in Philadelphia. So why Philadelphia? Because that's the founding city of our documents of this nation. And it's like Satan now is going and marking his territory. And he's just throwing before God's face and before the American people and saying, listen, everything that built this nation as a nation under God is being removed. Our foundation, our constitution, our laws, our governmental system, our legal authority, it's all being taken away from us.
For the people, that is quite a pattern. We go into the place of authority. And from there, he's going to what would be the equivalent of the Sanhedrin, which is the spiritual authority, and then going to the place of foundation. I agree with you, brother.
I mean, this is screaming. This is God's warning, screaming at us. And the people of God, the Christians in this nation, we don't need to go attack anybody. We just need to stand up for what God says, and now's the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to have to say our goodbyes. You got about a minute, and during that minute, I want you to give your website again and point out the TV programs again. You got about a minute and 10 seconds.
The TV program is going to be on the LaCie Broadcast Networks, which is World Harvest Television and Family Entertainment Television. It'll be in September, and they can find out more about it going to God's Unchanging Word. That's GUCW.org. And then get all the information, and by all means, tell them sign up for the email alert so they can get all this information. We'll send it to them. It's all absolutely free. Pastor Dana, thanks for inviting me on the program. I really enjoyed being on this program with you.
All right. I always enjoy having you on, Tom. You're a blessing. Well, don't forget to put me on that quarterly magazine list, but we got to go. You be blessed, brother. We'll have you on again.
All right, will do. Thanks, Pastor Dan.
All right. Goodbye and shalom. Well, folks, there's a lot going on in September. There really is. Do I believe that the Pope is the man of sin? You know, I'm not going to say that I do. I'm not going to go against Kerry and say that he isn't. What I am going to say is I believe in an Islamic Antichrist. That's who I believe the Antichrist will be. The false prophet could very well be the Pope. I don't know. But it just as this, look at the spiritual things that is happening around this Pope. He is predominant. We're talking about him going to the UN also and declaring to the Catholics of the world and to the world that they should go along with a one world government and maybe a monetary system. We're hearing a lot of different things, but that's a very spiritual thing that he's doing, what he's doing coming here to America. What other Pope has did that? Marking his territory. He's bringing something in. So we need to watch and pray. That's the person that knows it all. I don't know. I didn't get a thus saith the Lord that he is or isn't. Neither did Tom Curry. But I'll tell you this. These warnings are there. Something's going on, and it's very big. So pray about it. Pray about it. Pray about it. Go read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Now, pray about supporting the Mission Church. Pray about supporting radio airtime because it's due in another day or two days. But remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And his Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. And he gave his life for your repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, only through him, is the way to the Father. And that is the stay of the Lord, and it is absolute. And that's the Lord Yeshua. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Lord our God, Father, King of the whole universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and is gracious to you, and gives you peace. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.